The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this directly from the business leaders and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Stronger when we put our thoughts into play. Now who does it matter to? I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along, talking on over, and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing the song, talking on over, and we'll find out who's right.
All right, Anthony. So, you know, I told you couple weeks ago that there's that podcast that I really, really like called Hello Life WTF.
Yeah.
So those of you that don't know, it's a podcast about a husband and wife, and it's really just them speaking openly with each other. That's all it is. I mean, it's like our show, except like not racist. Good. Yeah.
Not racist.
It's just
racist.
Well, you are, I'm not.
Oh God.
But it's just two people having a conversation, and I find it so fucking interesting. Because they're so open about their personal lives and their problems and their relationship. And I don't know if I'm interested in it because somebody else is having troubles and, you know, and I'm like just living off their suffering or whatever. But you listen to them every week and you feel like you know them. I mean, I truly feel like I know these two people.
Okay.
So it's one of the few podcasts, one of the very few podcasts that are not a comedy podcast like we are.
Yeah.
That I like. I mean, it's got some funny parts, but it's
not the point of it trying to be funny. Yeah.
So
I got it.
Long story short, Perry Johnson is the husband. He updated his social media and everything, and like I said, they're just fucking wide open with their personal life.
Yeah.
He's like, I would put him at probably 5-6 years younger than me. Okay. He's got stage 4 stomach cancer. He just got diagnosed. And it's taken him by surprise.
Oh shit.
I think they said it was terminally or inoperable, and it's terminal.
Ugh.
So it, I'll be honest with you, man. It really got me thinking, like, what the fuck podcast am I going to listen to now? how selfish is he that...
Go ahead.
No, I'm serious.
No, I'm just going to let you dig yourself as deep as you possibly can.
I'm not digging. I'm being serious. I hope that so honestly, I'm not going to try to be dark and whatever. Of course, I hope that he beats it, obviously. Mm-hmm. If anything, if not for the podcast, for his family.
So what you're saying is now's probably not a good time to start listening to the show and get hooked.
Oh, fuck.
Now I'm the asshole. Thanks a lot.
No, seriously, I don't think they listen to us. A matter of fact, I know they don't. But fuck, I hope he beats this shit, man.
So he literally just found out and announced it on out to the world, basically.
Yeah.
Right when he found out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much live stream everything. Their life is wide open to their listeners.
Yeah.
Everything.
Wow.
God, I guess as Anthony pointed out, get over there and listen to him while you can. God, that sounds so bad.
You see, I've never even listened to this show. I know nothing about what you're talking about, and you made me out to be the asshole here.
You know, it's weird that he's been on my mind all day. Like,
really?
Yeah, I feel like I know the fucking guy. It's weird. I feel like I know him. I I may know him if I seen him walking down the street just from, yeah, maybe I wouldn't, fuck, I don't know. But I've never met the guy, and I've been thinking about him nonstop today. Like I'm losing a really good friend. And I think I just wished or made a death sentence on him by saying that, but I don't know. Fuck, I'm rambling now, but it just sucks, man. I hope he pulls through it.
Yeah, me too. I hate to see anybody go through that kind of shit. That sucks.
Or bare minimum, Perry, if you are listening to this, record a shit ton of podcasts in a row and then just like stagger him or something.
Get an apprentice. He can just sub somebody in. Does he? Nope. Never mind. Nope. Nope. All right, not man. Gonna do it.
All right, man. Let's move on to something.
Yep.
Funny, I guess. It just. I love you, brother. How's that? I feel better for saying that.
There you go.
I'm such a homo. I'm a podcast homo.
Such a homo. Well, I mean, yes, but nothing to do with what you just said. Oh, shit. I'd like to start the show off by
thanking Peter Norica for the music that you just heard.
Yeah, that's how you'd like to start the show off.
All right, so we won't then.
Fuck all that noise. I mean, thank you, Peter Norica. And T-shirt guy, send me a fucking coffee mug.
Oddball, where the fuck you at with our theme song?
Yeah,
fucking
yeah, really. I want the T-shirt guy to write us a goddamn theme song. Maybe we can get Oddball to print us some T-shirts. Let's just mix things up here.
All right, so you wanted to start the show off with?
Telling the T-shirt guy to send me a fucking coffee mug. It's our logo. I think I should have one.
Fucking animosity coming out of nowhere.
I'm mad because I don't have it right now.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dick. Huh.
Well, I guess that's what you get for not interacting with people.
That's what I was just going to say. You get all this shit because you actually are talking to these people. And I'm just like, every time they message me or like, I can sense that they're thinking about messaging me. I'm just like, don't do it. Just don't do it. Leave me alone.
Fuck, I got 14 of those foreskin extenders.
Fuck you. I want one of them fuckers. I want to wear it to work. That'd be great. Like, hey, guess what I got on?
Oh, fuck. All right. What are we doing?
I don't know. Something about a podcast or something or other.
Cool.
So I came across this post. It's about fat phobia.
Are we going into that right now?
We're going. That it's next on the list. We're going into that.
The fuck.
Unless you got something else. The whole reason I wanted to record tonight was so I could get a free coffee mug. That's it. So we could just put the show out right now if you want.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. Go ahead and start talking. I think I had something to tell you about North Carolina. I don't remember what the fuck it was, though.
All right.
I said go ahead and start talking.
All right. I was just making sure you were done there, buddy. I feel like we should start a conversation about fat phobia and cars. My friends can't drive me anywhere because they refuse to accommodate and get me a specialty seatbelt like the one in my car, so I've got to drive alone. It's humiliating and always spikes my anxiety. Back to the seatbelt thing. It's ridiculous that I even have to buy a custom seatbelt. Clearly, society just hates the idea of seeing us fatties being productive and going out to have fun. The even more sinister reason that makes me sick to my stomach is that they'd rather we all just die in an accident. Fat phobia and thin privilege at its finest.
Hashtag beautiful the way I am. Hashtag body positive. Hashtag fat activism. That's isn't that like
fat activism.
Isn't that like a what is that, idiom?
You fucking fat activism.
What's that called?
Like an oxymoron?
Yeah, that's what it is. I was thinking idiot moron or something.
Same thing.
Fat activism. Fucking great. That I got to write that down.
Oh, that's the name of the show right there. Fat activism.
Why is it so hard to have a fucking pen handy? That's fucking bullshit. Fucking thing sucks. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. Oh, good for you.
Cocksucker. You know what? Fat activism is going to be forgotten.
All right.
Somebody tweet me fat activism so I remember to put that hashtag in my next tweet. Thank you. All right. Fat acceptance, hashtag fat phobia, hashtag feminism. What? Hashtag fat, hashtag curvy, hashtag chubby, hashtag self-care. Obviously not, you fucking tub of shit. Hashtag self-love, you can't reach your puss. Hashtag equal rights. Equal for... I don't think this is what he meant when he said, I have a dream.
One day all the fatties won't have to get seatbelt extenders.
Now, I am... I think you accused me of being 600 pounds the last episode.
Is it an accusation if it's true?
You may have shot me up well over twice of what I'm at, but whatever. Now there,
if you can't say well over three times, then we got a problem.
No, I'm not saying I'm not a fat tub of shit. I'm just saying I'm not a 600-pound fat tub of shit. But right. I am saying that I've never in my life met anybody that needed a seatbelt extender for a car. Now, I have found myself in... Hold on. Hashtag equality, hashtag thin privilege. I have found myself in if I'm riding in somebody's car, and there's something janky about their seatbelts, that if you bring it down, and once you buckle it, if you move too fast, it locks it into that position. And I just assume that that only happens to fat people. Has it ever happened to you?
Yes.
Well, and you're fat too, so.
I'm fat, so. So, I remember you got into my truck one time. Do you remember this story?
No, I don't even remember getting in your truck.
You got in my truck, and you fucking broke my running board on my truck when you stepped on it.
That I remember. I remember breaking your running board, but I also remember that truck being a rusty piece of shit.
Why'd you have to ruin a perfectly good premise, fatty?
Tubby. Stupid.
The rust had nothing to do with it.
And it was funny because it wasn't like it gave way underneath me. I just went to go step on it, and it just fell to the ground.
Yeah, I remember.
I think I just picked it up, threw it in the back of your truck, got in like nothing happened.
You're like, what? What do you mean? Oh, I broke? I didn't even realize.
No, that happened so much, it don't even bother me anymore.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck were we talking about? Other than fat me being fat? No, people being needing a seatbelt extender for a car. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Apparently they make them for planes. I didn't know they made them for cars.
Oh, no, and I'd asked you if you've ever got stuck in a seatbelt before with it clicking and then you can't move.
Yeah.
And you start feeling all fucking trapped and shit, like, get me the fuck out of here!
Yeah, you got to reach down real quick and snap the thing, or otherwise full-on panic attack. This is how I'm going to die.
Fat activism is a... I like that. I'm going to use that as my punchline.
I like fat activism.
And hashtag fat activism.
You need every single tweet from now on, you need to use that hashtag. Hashtag fat activism.
Let's try this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Welfare check.
You trying to steal my joke?
No, I'm trying to get a fucking sound effect going with my microphone stand here.
Boop.
You can't hear it, can you?
Yeah, I heard boop.
Boom.
All right, we're done.
I'll just copy the sounds that you make and we'll be good to go.
It's funny. I forget that we're doing a fucking show. It's like,
we could literally just have a regular conversation about fat activism, and this entitled fat person thinks their friends need to buy him a seatbelt extender.
So speaking of fat fucking freak cocksuckers, this fucking picture you put up here, this Facebook post. So this guy has a bloody tampon. I don't know if it's saran wrap to his face, like, but he looks like a real shitty version of Bane from Batman.
Oh, God.
Yes.
This is my new favorite superhero right here. Tampon face. Wait, no, maxi pad face.
Yeah, I guess it's a pad, not a tampon.
Yeah, it's a tampon.
So it goes from his chin to his forehead, and it's all fucking bloody and shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the fucking thing taped straight to his face.
And it says, every month after my girlfriend has her period, I wear her used pad to demonstrate that, yes, I am a feminist and that I'm doing my best to show that I understand her experience.
Well, where's the understanding?
What this really should say is, I have tricked my girlfriend into letting me experiment with this new fetish that I have.
Huh, I never thought about it that way. It's kind of hot when you think about it that way. It was gross up until then.
I won't even dab my finger in it. What the fuck are you talking about?
My wife doesn't have a period, and that's the end of the story. That's it. I refuse to accept it. Nope.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's fucking disgusting.
Do you think fucking cavemen took their bloody rabbits from their wives' pussies and shoved it on their face to experience the pain and suffering that they went through as a... You think they used rabbits for pads, right?
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't? I mean, that white fluffy cotton tail.
Or do you think they were like a bunch of free-bleeding feminist cave women?
That's exactly what they were, feminists back in the day.
Back in the day. I'm talking about cavemen back in the day.
Right. Back in my day. Oh, God. Male feminists are the fucking worst. Just the worst.
The whole...
I don't...
Are they? I mean...
Yes.
They're not so
the
bad.
Fucking... Yeah, no, they are the worst. All they are is guys that can't get laid that are trying to get laid by pretending that... Well, sticking a tampon on their face. All he wants is, maybe if I stick this tampon on my face, she'll finally have sex with me.
What? So we've talked about this. What is it about feminism, not feminism as you know it today?
Yeah.
But you, feminism by the definition of the word, you're okay with, right?
If we're defining it as equality for the sexes, sure, yeah.
Okay. How is it, and I'm not debating this with you because I know it to be true, that the word feminist now does not mean what the word feminism... It doesn't mean now what it means in the dictionary. It's taken on a different thing. Why? I don't understand. Like... When did that happen? Because it wasn't like that when we started our show.
I think it was. So this is what, the third wave feminism? First wave feminism was like when they wanted the right to vote, right?
Well, this is all shit. You're saying it like it's truth. And it's
in my head it is.
Well, when they started burning their bras and voting and...
That was first wave feminism.
No,
right?
Shut the fuck up. When they started doing that, it wasn't like they said, okay, we are initializing the first wave, go.
Go.
So once feminism was a thing and they started fighting for rights,
uh-huh,
they've escalated their stupidity and then labeled it waves.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yes.
Thank you.
That's great. I can appreciate that. They've escalated their stupidity and labeled it waves. That's, man, Ninth wave feminism is going to be amazing.
You're going to end up... Fuck.
Concentration camps. That's... My favorite are the Rad Fems. The Rad Fems are my favorite.
I don't know what that is.
So radical feminists who are...
And I don't know why you know what that is.
Or Rad Fems and TERFs. Do you know what TERF is?
Yeah, TERC 182. We already talked about this.
Yep. Sorry, that was funny. Rad Fems and TERFs. TERFs are trans exclusionary radical feminists.
Both of those things.
So they are against trans people.
So what? Hold on. I have multiple thoughts bouncing around in my head.
All right.
Both TERC 182 and Rad are both really good 80s movies. Is that what we're discussing?
Yes.
Do you remember the movie Rad?
Yes.
What about, did you ever complete your assignment and go back and watch TERC 182?
No.
Fucker.
No. The dog ate it.
All right, so you said something about Rad Fams are...
TERFs. TERFs are trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Trans-exclusionary radicals.
Radical.
Okay, so that tells me that they are feminists that don't like trans.
They don't like people who switch from male to female because they feel like they are just men taking women's spaces because they're so feminist that they are so against men becoming women. It's like infighting with the feminists. I fucking love it. I love everything about it.
And then the women that are transitioning to men, they're okay with that because they're leaving, so they hate them anyway.
Right. They hate trans people. I love it.
Where do these people exist at?
California, I'm assuming. I don't know.
All of them?
Every fucking one. California and Oregon. I think they're really big in Seattle.
So you know that's a different state, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God, what an idiot. Oh, God.
They're in the
I'm
UK.
I'm cutting that out. God, that was fucking retarded. Good thing the fucking Who Are These Podcasts aren't reviewing this show. I think that might have been one of the stupidest things I've ever said.
Nope.
Nope.
I wonder if he'd let me come on here on his show and review our show.
I bet he would. I wonder if he'd let me come on and review his own show. Wait, they already did that. I wouldn't do it anyways.
We should review his no. We should do
we
a
should
review,
review
show.
Our own show. Let's do a review show of our own show to try to get more listeners.
So, you know, we talked about it in the episode we recorded 3 days ago or 4 days ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
About me being on Who Are These Podcasts and talking about that other show.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking. One, I, you know, because those guys didn't ask for that review and we were really hard on them. You listened to it, right?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit, I don't know if the word's disappointed or not, but I have to be honest, if we're going to, I'm putting it out there. Last week you said that you were on the show. I said, I haven't listened to it. And I said, jokingly, I said, did you talk about me? And you said, yeah. And I said, oh, damn. And you said, well, you'll never know. So I listened to it with the intent that maybe he really did talk about me. And you went through the whole fucking thing and didn't mention one goddamn word about me.
He must have took that out.
Well, sure.
No, he did, because he said, how's Anthony? And I said, fine.
Awesome. Actually, you had some pretty funny lines, but I still stand by it. I don't like his show. It sucks. But you had some funny lines.
So anyway, so what I was saying was, you know, we did that review of that other show, and... it got me thinking. I think I just want to go back to what we used to do. Just attack random people for no reason.
Why? And you know every week you change your mind about what you want to do, and every week I'm like, cool, all right, I'm down. Yeah, let's do that. You're like, I don't want to attack anybody anymore. Okay, cool, that sounds great. I want to attack people. Cool, that sounds great. I don't give a fuck what we do. I just let me know from week to week if we're cool this week or if we're assholes this week. Just let me know.
What if we attack? We have merch.
I'm in. Wait, let me get my coffee mug. All right,
we'll hold off on that,
and then we can attack him.
Oh fuck! What are we doing? We're almost. It's almost done already.
It's almost done already. We haven't even said anything. This is Who's Right Podcast. I'm Anthony.
What the fuck?
I knew that. I knew that's what you were going to say.
What? We have made it a point to never mention our show.
I know. That's why I said it. Because you said that on your fucking, on the show you were on. You're like, yeah, we don't ever say the name of our show.
I don't understand you, man.
It's like you don't even know me.
I almost fucked you, man.
Oh no, I got full editing control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I was gonna just read your cell phone number over the air.
I think we need to start our own
podcast.
Like they got the no, yeah. Let's do that. So they've got that Not Nation. I think we need to start something like that, like the Who's Right Army or the Who's Right Navy or something.
The Who's Right Navy. T-shirt guy, get on it.
Join the Who's Right Navy.
If you
can be one of Doug's semen.
I was gonna say, if you enjoy semen like I do.
Oh shit. That's a great name for a fan club.
Come aboard, sailor. All right.
Oh yeah, that's gonna stick. I like it.
Howdy, sailors. Speaking of dog sex.
Speaking of.
This isn't too far from you, is it?
No, it is not. Oh, man. Come on, go. My internet's
broken. Let's not even read
it. My internet's
just
broken.
Read it to ourselves.
My fucking internet's broken.
Let me know when it's up, because there's quotes in here, so you got to be on the ball.
Yeah, on the balls, that's right. Did you take a look at this picture?
Yeah, he looks like a
dog fucker.
No, he looks like a... What was that? What's that one crippled politician? I think he's dead now, from Illinois. He got the shaky thing.
Rod Blagojevich?
No, he got fucked in the ass in prison.
Oh, fuck, what is this?
The
name?
One with the
I know
the one with the Back to the Future disease. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Mike, no. Fuck, I don't know. I don't remember.
Stan Lee?
Yep, there you go.
What the fuck is his name?
God damn it. This is not going to be an interesting show.
Michael Richardson?
Yep.
Nope.
God damn it. He was... Oh, fuck.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes. Frederick Blue...
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Blue Manzanares. Is that it?
So we can't move on until you think of that fucking politician.
Why? Oh, god damn
Fine.
It.
I'll fucking Google it, you asshole. Politician.
With the shaky disease.
With the shakes.
With the shakes. Did it say Ted Kennedy?
That ain't going to work. Who's the... Is it Parkinson's?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was his name, Parkinson's.
It was Peter Parkinson's.
He got bit by a...
Oh, he got bit by a radioactive vibrator or fucked by a radioactive vibrator?
I was going to say a hummingbird because they move real fast and shake and shit, but whatever. It wouldn't have been funny.
What, then what the fuck is his name? Type it in. I thought
what?
You were, I thought you were...
Radioactive vibrating hummingbird?
Yep, that too. See what comes up.
God damn it. What the fuck is his name? So I know that Dave and Juliet live in Illinois, and he's been screaming the name through his the whole fucking time.
Illinois Parkinson's Association.
Politician with... This is fucking ludicrous. It was ludicrous Parkinson.
How come I can't find it?
Lane Evans.
Lane Evans. There you go. All right, can we move on now?
Yep.
Nobody fucking cares. God, that was like 15 minutes of fucking just excruciating nothing.
Well, I'm sorry that my brain works that way, and I can't move on until I get an answer.
Lane Evans. That's the, that's the name of the show. It's got to be worth it.
Back before the internet, when we would like be sitting at a friend's house or whatever, and we would have a something would come up, and we'd be talking, and we couldn't think of the answer.
Uh-huh.
The only people that we could ever call was radio show hosts, and they always had the fucking answer.
Really?
I tried that, like, because I was just fucking around with, I think my son and one of his friends or something, and I said, well, we always used to call radio show hosts before we had the internet.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there talking, and he went to go look some up. I said, no, we're going to call radio show. We're going to call radio host.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever, 97X, can I help you? What's the capital of Nebraska? How am I supposed to know? Click.
How am I supposed to know? Nope. I'm not going to let that shit slide. Nope.
You can't stop me.
You're right, I guess. Yeah. I don't have a comeback for that.
All right. Are you ready to read this, this fucking story?
Yes, Lane Evans. I'm ready.
Okay, let's start over. This comes from Aurora. Is it Aurora, Illinois? Because it's
this says the Denver Post, so I'm not really sure.
It has nothing to do with Aurora,
Illinois. For nothing. Who was the congressman in Denver?
This has nothing to do with Illinois.
God, that's fucking stupid.
So, I'm going to say this again now. So, this is close to you, isn't it?
I don't think it
is.
I think this is out of Denver.
The Denver Post. Ready?
Ready.
An Aurora couple are facing four counts of animal cruelty after police allege they were having sex with their dog in a backyard motorhome that had been converted into a sex chamber. Frederick Blue Marinara, 50, and his ex-girlfriend, Janet Eileen Solano.
Cilantro. Marinara and cilantro.
Were arrested in March on warrants for four counts of cruelty to animals. Neglect, mistreatment, according to their arrest affidavits on file in Arapahoe County District Court. The animal cruelty charge is a misdemeanor.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Police launched their investigation into the sex acts after Cilantro called the Aurora Police Department. Why do they have so many hard to pronounce words? Fuck.
Police Department. The next word is in.
In March 2010.
I can't help you with that one.
To report a domestic violence incident. When an officer met Cilantro at a gas station, she told him that she and Marinara had only argued and she was leaving him because he had been pressuring her into having sex with their dog, a Siberian Husky mix named Bubba. How would you like to be that fucking cop? Ma'am, can I help you? My husband's trying to get me to fucking bang our dog. So no then?
Can I meet your husband?
Cilantro told detectives that Marinara introduced her to Bestiality. Hello, Bestiality. Please meet Marinara. Marinara, Bestiality. After she discovered pictures on their shared laptop, the affidavit said she confronted him, and he told her she needed to have an open mind.
She needed to have an open mind.
What the fuck's that noise over there? What the fuck are you doing? Are you watching TV?
I don't fucking know what's going on here. What the fuck is going on here? My computer's going crazy. Oh, seriously, what in the fuck?
We're in the middle of a show, dickhead.
You've got to be kidding me. All right, I think we're going to have to pick this up in a minute here because I don't know what the fuck is going on. Oh, my God.
Remove your Sys32 file.
Out. Are you there?
All right, we are back. So normally we ask for money for other shit. Now we would like money for Anthony to get a porn-free computer.
Right. If you can put it in my coffee mug, that'd be great.
So I think we were talking about dog fuckers.
Always.
I think you had called a politician a dog fucker.
Did I? is that what had happened? Okay. See, what had happened was...
So where we left off was, I got to the part of the story where there was quotations,
uh-huh.
And then you were supposed to start talking.
Is that right?
Do you got the story up?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to pick up on right next to the creepy guy's face. Cilantro told detectives, okay?
Yep.
Ready?
Yes.
Break. All right. Cilantro told detectives that Marinara introduced her to Bestiality after she discovered pictures on their shared laptop, the affidavit said. She confronted him, and he told her she needed to have an open mind.
He then spent the next 6 months introducing her to Bestiality videos, Bestiality forums, as well as providing her different literature on Bestiality.
The affidavit said with a very deep, manly voice. Christopher Decker, the attorney representing Marinara, was unavailable for comment. The couple would have sex with Bubba inside the motorhome where Marinara allegedly built a customized bench with red padding. Why does it matter what fucking color the padding is?
So the blood doesn't show up?
How much
blood would a woodchuck?
Do you believe everybody has a price, right?
Yes.
How much would it take for you to let a dog fuck you in the ass?
$16.
All right. So you can find our Patreon at...
Now, that's me getting fucked in the ass. For to me to fuck a dog, it's going to be way more money. Because that's gross.
Wait a minute.
You think I want dog... vagina on my
but
cock?
You
That's
want
gross,
dog
man.
Jizz in your butt?
Well, no, I'm assuming you'd come on my face. I don't. What is that? Not normal?
All right. I don't know what to say.
I mean, if we're making movies, we're making movies here. Come on.
Nobody talked about recording it.
Well, then it's going to be more money then.
Okay, so seriously, how much would it take for you to let a dog fuck you in the ass?
I don't even know that I could put a price. I mean, I don't even know.
$1,000.
No, no.
Okay,
no.
And you won't get caught. Nobody will ever know. It's just you and the Doug in the room.
The Doug? Was that a Freudian
slip?
No,
that was going to be a Doug slip right in your butthole. I was seeing how much it was going to cost for me to fuck you.
Oh, shit.
So it's just you and the dog in the room.
All right, so I would have to be set for life. So, like, at least $30,000. Let's see how long we can stretch this bit out for.
All I wanted was a serious answer, you know?
I know, but you keep setting me up with these stupid punchlines. I can't help it.
All right. So if we raise $50,000, yes, you can
pick
it.
What kind of dog are we talking about? $50,000. No, I don't think that'd be
enough. Okay, $55,000.
whoa, let's not go crazy here.
In Colorado, bestiality falls under animal cruelty laws after the legislature added a provision to existing state laws in 2007.
You skipped a bunch.
I'm over this fucking story. All right, the couple
this
would
is the
have
best part right here.
Oh, I stopped at Red Bench, right?
Yes, yep.
The couple would have sex with Bubba inside the motorhome where Marinara allegedly built. Why would they say allegedly built? Everything else they're stating is fact.
it's there. You know it's there.
Somebody fucking built it. So they're okay with accusing this guy of forcing his wife to have sex with a dog, but they're going to be careful when they're accusing him of building a fucking red padded bench.
Maybe it was shoddily made. They don't want to smear his name.
See him pressing charges, and he's like, no, I did fuck the dog, but I didn't make that bench.
That bitch made that bench.
I would have never chosen red. The couple would have sex with Bubba inside. We're going to get through this fucking paragraph if it kills me. The couple would have sex with Bubba. How many times have I read that fucking sentence now?
One more time.
The couple would have sex with Bubba inside the motorhome where Marinara allegedly built a customized bench with red padding to facilitate sex. Acts with the dog. The affidavit said. Doug needs to work on his punctuality. Nope, punctuation.
Nope.
All right, fuck it. I'm done with this. I'm done for the night.
No, you're stopping at the best fucking sentence and you just won't read it.
All right, you ready? Here we go. This is for real this time.
Ready?
Quit fucking around. The couple would have sex with Bubba inside the motorhome where Marinara allegedly built a customized bench with red padding to facilitate sex acts with the dog, the affidavit said. So anyway, what do you think about... He used a dog hormone spray to arouse the dog and would take pictures and videos during the sex acts.
That means his wife is fat and ugly, and the dog won't
even
fuck
her. You've been waiting for?
Yep. And it fell like a fucking lead balloon. As I said it, I realized it wasn't funny.
All right, take two. We'll cut that out.
Two? What do you mean take two?
He used
a
dog hormone spray to arouse the dog and would take pictures and videos during the sex acts. That's where you put in your punchline.
Nope. It wasn't funny.
I was
going to
help
time.
You out here. Ready?
All right, go ahead. Sorry. Take three.
The couple would have sex with Bubba inside.
God, this
dog
show sucks.
Fucking could be so much fun. All right.
one more time. This paragraph is the whole show.
This paragraph is the title of this episode. Police found videos of Marinara, cilantro, and the dog having sex. But the couple also fought over the dog, the affidavit said. At one point, Cilantro remarked to police that she was somewhat jealous of Marinara's relationship with Bubba. In Colorado, bestiality falls under animal cruelty laws after the legislature added a provision to existing state laws in 2007. Prior to that, it was not illegal to have sex with animals. Damn it.
I think we got the gist of this article. Yeah. We read it.
We're not even halfway through yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This fucker's long.
All right. That was worth it. So do you have an opinion on the story or?
Doesn't matter. I've got a story about the story. Oh shit. So I was showing this story to a guy at work and we started having a conversation about it. And this is, I'm not making this up. This is what he said. He said, "Yeah, I made a rape table for my dog one time." a rape table for your dog? And he said, "Yeah, my buddy, we wanted to breed with my buddy's dog, so we made this table that strapped her in and lifted her back legs off the ground, and I strapped her stomach and I strapped her head in so she couldn't move." And then I'm like, "So was your dog like whimpering and screaming and yelling for, you know, like, hey, get me the fuck out of this goddamn thing?" And he said, "No, she just sat and watched me the whole time while that other dog fucked her." Like, you sat and watched? You just sat and stared your dog in the eyes while you let another dog fuck it? After you made a rape table? And you called it a rape table?
How is that not animal cruelty?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how it's not animal cruelty. It doesn't make any sense to me. You called it a rape table.
Well,
I've never been so flabbergasted. Like, yeah, I made a rape table for my dog once.
Wah, wah, what? Wah, what?
Oh, my God.
Well, Anthony, we have successfully made it this entire episode without talking about racism.
Huh. I don't believe that for a minute. Are you sure?
Yeah, we didn't talk about racism at all.
Hmm. All right. You sure we don't have any more stories?
Well, here's one.
Here's one. Huh. Man's straggler down here.
Okay, so I don't know where this is going to go, but I have an idea.
Uh-huh. You fucking racist.
Chinese restaurant ordered to pay black patron 10 Ks for making him prepay for meal.
That's not that many Ks.
All right. Oh, this is going to be confusing. Ready? But
I'm
hopefully,
ready,
God, we're okay. There's a lot of quotes in here, and since this took place at a Chinese restaurant, I have to assume everybody involved in this story is a Chinaman.
Oh, okay, I would assume so.
Ready?
Ready.
A Chinese restaurant in Toronto had been ordered to pay a black customer $10,000 after a government human rights tribunal found. Tribunal, what is this?
What is this, Canada?
When I read tribunal, all I could think about was like Native Americans. So why are Native Americans in Toronto worried about a black guy eating at a Chinese restaurant?
What the? This is like race overload. What the fuck is going on here?
I say we take one of each of them, put them in a room, see who comes out alive.
Okay.
All right, so a black guy, a Canadian, an Indian, and a Chinaman walks into a restaurant. Only one of them has to prepay.
Oh, boy.
Emil Wickham, 31, filed a complaint after the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario against the Hongxing Chinese restaurant, where he and his friends, all black, dined on his birthday on May 3rd, 2014, and discovered that they were like, how old is this fucking story?
Where the fuck did you find this?
Oh,
at?
No, it's new story because he was ordered to pay. This
like
is
4 years later?
May 1st, 2018. Fuck you, it's new, bitch. dined on his birthday on May 3rd, 2014, and discovered that they were likely the only party asked to prepay for their order.
Oh, in this case, I find that the applicant was racially profiled on the day in question. That's all I got.
That was like a French Chinaman.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in this case, yeah. I find the applicant on the day in question.
Question. I'm like a regular, what's that guy from Mad TV that does the voices?
Rich Little.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Rich Little.
You are like the man of a thousand voices.
Oh.
They all sound exactly the same.
Oh, yes.
Hadouken! I want to know why your Chinaman got a Canadian or French accent.
French China. China. I don't fucking know. I got nothing.
The tribunal wrote in a ruling released on Monday.
Wait, where are you at?
I'm picked up where we left off.
Okay, all right. Oh.
I see. You're right over there?
Yep.
Oh. Oh. All right. In his complaint filed in May 2015, Wickham wrote that he had never eaten at the restaurant prior to dining there on his birthday. He wrote that shortly after being seated,
the server told them that they would want to pay in advance of being served for their meals. Was that supposed to be the black guy?
I thought we agreed that everybody was a Chinaman.
Yeah, we agreed, but I'm drunk. I don't fucking know. Oh, fuck.
Can you do a black Chinaman?
I can't even do a white Chinaman. I need a yellow Chinaman. God damn it, man. This show is so racist.
So we're going to try this again. But
are we going to have to do every story six times?
Till you get it right.
Oh, you guys. Sorry, listeners. You're fucked.
You need to be. Okay. Channel your inner black Chinaman. Your inner Afrocentric Chinaman.
Oh.
Oh, brother. Oh, you have any activator?
We're never going to make it through this story. I don't even know what's going on here.
Ah, oh, chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Are you done being a fucking racist prick? I will not stand for this on this show.
Right.
All right.
You're not going to stand for nothing.
In his complaint filed May 2015, Wickham wrote that he had never eaten at the restaurant prior to dining there on his birthday. He wrote that shortly after being seated,
oh, the server told them that they would need to pay in advance of being served for the meals.
What? Is this for Harry Potter?
Meals.
That wasn't black nor a Chinaman.
Oh, fuck. They asked the server.
The only stereotype you're hitting is, oh. Then you go to some shitty British voice.
If I start with that, then they know it's my Chinaman voice.
Don't forget to hit the black part.
Oh, I can't even do it now. You got me all fucked up. I can't do it. You're going to have to take over. I can't. This is going to be on the blooper reel. I think this whole show is a blooper reel.
All right. I will try my hand at a black Chinaman.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh. You can't stop yourself.
You racist son of a bitch.
They ask a motherfucker whether
oh.
Did I ask a motherfucker who it be?
Dude, I'm dying. I'm fucking dying over here.
We're almost done. Hold on.
Oh, God.
All right. Just get through this.
I'm trying.
Oh. You read the quotes in whatever voice that you... I'll start you off, and then you read the quote. Ready?
Ready.
Oh.
You gotta fuck me up.
No, as soon as I do that, then you just start reading. That way people know that it's the Chinaman.
Okay.
Oh.
They asked the server whether this was necessary, and he said that it was their policy.
According to Wickham's statement to the tribunal, in response to Wickham's complaint, the restaurants told the tribunal that it had instituted the policy to a rash of,
oh, dine and dash
customers.
Oh.
Oh.
Many years ago, the restaurant adopted a policy that where the staff on duty did not know the patron as a regular customer, they would ask for prepayment for the food being ordered before it was served.
According to the restaurant's response, Wickham and his friends complied with the request to prepay, but Wickham said in his complaint that it...
Oh. It did not sit well with him.
He said he spoke to several groups dining at the restaurant and learned that none of them was asked to pay for their meals in advance. Oh.
The applicant testified. The applicant testified that each group had more than one person at the table and that there was no other black.
What voice are you
restaurant.
Doing now?
I try not to laugh too hard, voice. Oh my God, you're killing me.
You know, there's so many fucking quotes in this story, and you're ruining it.
I am. I can't do voices on a good day. Are you kidding me?
This is our. Fuck. This is the one thing that we've got, and you're fucking taking it. You can't do a simple black Chinaman.
Simple black Chinaman. I want to hear your black Chinaman.
I already did it.
I must have missed that part.
Oh, the motherfucker right there.
The motherfucker right there. Oh, if that's all I have to say, I can do that. Oh, the motherfucker right there.
All right. Oh, fuck. We better.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Just, I'm fucking done with this shit.
All
so
right.
The Chinaman just wanted the black guy to pay for his food before.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk. Just fuck it.
I just don't even fucking care anymore.
If you want to
we can't even make it through this story.
If you want to read the story, go to abcnews.go.com/us/Chinese-restaurant-ordered-pay-black-patron-10k-making/story?ID=54833666.
Hi.
No, so we're not done. We're just done with that story.
Oh, God damn it.
Head over to wehavemerch.com and donate money. No, buy.
Donate money to my mug fund.
You know what? I want to try to be serious here again.
All right.
Normally, every week, we ask you to go over to wehavemerch.com. And this week, I'm going to ask that if this was the week that you were going to buy a t-shirt, instead, go to Hello Life WTF. On Google, it'll take you somewhere, and they've got a GoFundMe set up for Perry's medical expenses. Do that instead of giving us any money.
Yeah, that would be great. It's for a good cause.
And then we'll let you know, when you can go back to giving us money, if you know what I mean.
God, what a dick!
Did you just fucking snort?
Yes, that caught me off guard. I don't know why it caught me off guard. I should have fucking expected it.
You pig fucker.
Oh.
Also, if you would like to join the Who's Right Navy, you get... I'm watching Anthony. He just took a drink of beer, and it's going everywhere.
Oh. Oh.
you know what? This is easily going to be the best show we've ever recorded, but the worst one to listen to.
Yeah, I'm making
a, oh, my God.
I'm going to make a shirt. I got to make a note. Who's right, Navy?
Who's right, Navy? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, go check out Hello Life WTF. Go to their GoFundMe. Help them out. Hope everything turns out all right. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
That was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, everybody's gonna. 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 Oh, everybody's gonna find something out about you. Doesn't matter if any part of it's true. Talking cause they've nothing better to do. Bending words and spinning lies without a clue. Take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right. Everybody's gonna, oh, 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 everybody's gonna hear what you have to say. Stand up, defend yourself, and let them know it's never okay. The truth is out there and you'll find it if you look right away. We grow stronger when we put all our thoughts into play. Who does it matter to? I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along, talking on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song, talking on over. It doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? It doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Move along. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right. Right and who's wrong? It doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who's wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who's wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who's wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along.